Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister keeping close watch on investigations into the murder of three-year-old St. Anne girl, NHT to be reviewed, and Prime Minister opens Empowerment Park. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said last week that he will be keeping a close watch on the investigation into the recent murder of three-year-old Nevalicia Campbell in St. Anne. Campbell's mutilated body was found in bushes in Orange Hill, St. Anne on July 10. The Prime Minister says he mourns with the nation over the loss of the child and is imploring members of the public to protect Jamaica's children as if they were their own. He says the community has an important role to play in alerting the authorities to suspicious activities related to children. Mr. Holness adds that the government will do whatever it can to deal with these gruesome and indecent acts, especially against our women and children. The government is to undertake a strategic review of the National Housing Trust, NHT, with the objective of improving the operations of the agency. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced last week that Chairman of the NHT, Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark, has been instructed to start the review in short order. Mr. Holness was addressing the NHT's 40th anniversary church service held in St. Andrew on July 10. The goal is to ensure that every Jamaican who wants to own a home can get assistance via the NHT and that this benefit will last well into the future.
That starts with ensuring that the NHT is a strong organization that is agile and responsive to change, that can create the economic basis for building your future and giving hope for your children.
The Prime Minister last week also congratulated Theresa May on her appointment as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. In a statement released Wednesday, July 13, Prime Minister Holness said the appointment of Mrs. May as leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister is a testament to the high level of competence and commitment she has displayed throughout her years of service to the United Kingdom. Mr. Holness says he looks forward to the deepening of ties shared between Jamaica and the UK during her tenure, in the interest of the citizens of both countries. The government is moving to deepen its relationship with the World Bank. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government intends to rely on the technical expertise and other resources of the World Bank as it moves to foster sustained economic growth for the country.
As we evolve from fiscal consolidation and stability to embrace the possibilities of economic growth in an inclusive way and job creation, we have to strengthen our relationship with the World Bank. We will have to rely more on the resources and support of the World Bank. And so for us, in joining with the World Bank in putting on this seminar, it is also a signal from the government of the strengthening of the relationship with the World Bank.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a World Bank growth session held at Jamaica House last Tuesday. The session brought together experts in economics, planning, and development in an effort to devise strategies to sustain the recent gains in Jamaica's economic outlook. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week commended the management and staff of Juicy Patties for their commitment to the development of the parish of Clarendon. The Prime Minister was addressing a ceremony to officially open Empowerment Park, established by Juicy Patties at Clarendon Park in celebration of the company's 35th anniversary on July 10.
The secret to growing Jamaica is growing businesses, and growing businesses that have ideas, businesses that can innovate, and businesses that will reinvest in the country.
Empowerment Park, which sits on 22 acres of land, features a walk of fame honoring outstanding individuals in culture and sports, a football field, meeting rooms for business and weddings, a stage and a veranda. It is free to the public. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.